This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Happy the USA. Glad to have you aboard. I want on your mind for another hour. We're going to go down to the border and talk with former Jackson County, Texas Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach about this bad movie, this bad dream. It is this invasion of the country that continues to this day. And so little coverage of what's happening, so little realization of what the sea change it will bring to the United States of America. It's just unbelievable. It really is. I'm going to ask the sheriff a little bit about my pet question on the border, and that is, what's happening right now, what's that going to mean 10 years from now? 20 years from now, what's going to be the result of what's happening? These gotaways, and it's incredible. John Hinderacher, too, will be here at the bottom of the hour. John, of course, from the center of the American experiment, so we look forward to that as well. Brought to you today by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics. You know, HBOT, hyperbaric oxygen treatment, can show improvements inside and out. It can affect aging of blood cells. It can help repair skin, smooth out fine lines and wrinkles. The treatment can help you feel younger by providing muscles and joints with more oxygen and improved circulation. Just a few of the things HBOT treatment can do. There's an anti-aging treatment that comes with HBOT, and you can't get that from any other medicine. You can't find anything that will slow the aging process, but it does with HBOT. Find out more at SwansonHyperbarics.com or call them at 929-3930, 701-929-3930. Our next guest is a fifth-generation Texan, 40-plus year law enforcement professional, retired from his fifth term as Jackson County Sheriff. Apart from his service in the Air Force, has led the charge of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the 287 program in the Gulf Band region, currently serves on the Texas Public Policy Foundation's Border Coalition. We're glad to have him back on the program. You see him on Fox News Channel. You hear him right here on What's on Your Mind, Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach. Sheriff, welcome back.
Good morning. Appreciate being here. A lot going on.
Well, describe what's going on. What, from your vantage point, what's the latest?
I think that the listeners would gladly hear, since Title 42 was lifted and 5-8 when the 10,000 a day, 13,000 a day, just came, whole cities came swarming across the border. And, I believe that got Governor Abbott's attention here because on 5-9, we now have the Texas standoff, where we put concertina wire up and Texas military forces along with state troopers. And, on that Texas land, it's not a port of entry. Those all persons trying to come into the United States have been stopped, halted, and turned back, back to the river and back to Mexico is where all of them have gone. So, they never relinquished, they never allowed anyone over. So we may have the beginning of a rewrite of our immigration laws in Texas.
Wow.
I know that, Mayorkas, in all of his honor, did a press conference on 5-10 saying that the Justice Department is looking into it, which I hope he does. I hope he does because he damn sure hadn't done his job. But, Texas doubled down on that. And Abbott doubled down on that and put it in place and brought more men in. So it appears we have a Texas standoff now.
Well, as good a news as that is over the last couple of days, what took so long?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer for anything. All I have is frustration for all of your listeners and all the ones who don't or disbelieve or have been misinformed about the true chaos and devastation that these Biden border policies have brought to this country. And the epicenter is Texas. That's where they're coming from South America. It is unbelievable at the chaos and the destruction that he has caused here and the devastation. And it continues on, but at least they're not coming in Texas in non-port of entry down on the Rio Grande Valley.
I just saw a video of a parade of people coming in, and I think it was One America's Voice was going along the line saying, you know, basically in Spanish, where are you from? Ghana. Everywhere, Venezuela, Brazil, Ghana, Congo, a lot of Africa, all the Chinese people that were in the line just covered their face and didn't answer. They just kept walking.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
It's a true dumping ground. And, of course, the Border Patrol, God bless them, the men and women of the Border Patrol have been rendered useless by policy. And as they try to keep a job, as they watch what's going on, and all you have to do is go down there and talk to anyone. Sometimes they don't even know me, but if they do, they'll tell you the truth about what's going on with this ridiculous positions that Biden has put this country in.
So what you're talking about, where the Texas standoff is working, is different than the port of entry where Kevin's describing them continuing to line up and come on in.
Absolutely. We're working off not the port of entry. But these are just illegal people streaming across the border at any place. And Texas has stepped up to stop that now.
Which is at least slowing things.
Well, it'll make them go back where there at least there's some kind of processing, hopefully, that Border Patrol can at least handle people coming through the port of entry with the parole systems. And all the crap that Biden has come up with to get around the law.
And a port of entry can be as simple as a gate that they open up that one vehicle can go through. They open it up and it's one way traffic in. Come on in.
Yeah, there's published ports of entry, on the border, and those are where a person has to go in to essentially supposed to make application to come into this country with some type of visa or paperwork at all. As a guest in our country, that most of them are coming under asylum status, asylee status, trying to attain that, which is, that's been watered down by Mayorkas and group to make it as simple and easy as is possible to release.
The only thing they've accomplished is they've gotten people out of the river. They've gotten people off the line, trying to not get swept away in the current. They've taken them just, hey, go down to the gate and you're good. Don't come across the river. Go down there and you're fine. You need a longer line, but you'll get in.
Yeah, you'll get in. The real difference between President Trump and Biden is catch and release and the remaining Mexico portion. But everyone is invited to come in. Everyone welcomed in this country, no matter what. No matter what their status.
We're losing you there on the cell phone. Don't have the best connection.
Breaking up a bit, AJ.
Sheriff AJ Lauterbach with us on What's on Your Mind today. What should the policy be? What should what message should we send to Venezuela, Honduras, El Salvador, Mexico, everywhere else? What should our policy be?
The rule of law has to be applied. We have to go back to the policy of President Trump, which were the policies of a lawful nation, for the policies that restricted. When enforcement is low, when they remove enforcement from the border, people come. History tells us that. So we have to go back to the enforcement where we stabilize the border and have an organized entry into this country. It's still away with the illegal entry. Let's work off a legal entry into this country. There's nothing wrong with legal entry into this country. No one's against that. It's what he's done now. which is so deplorable.
We're going to take a short break here and try and get you a better cell phone connection if we can. Maybe just call you back, and sometimes that'll take care of it. Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach with us today on the program. Be here for a few more minutes talking about what's happening at the border. And I want to ask my question. This is something I don't think anybody's thinking about, Kevin. Based on the policies that are happening right now, what is the damage going to be 10, 20 years down the road? What have we done to the United States of America? Is anybody thinking about that? I think we're seeing this mass of humanity come across and thinking, oh, my gosh, stop it. Do something different at the border. Why aren't we doing a little more introspection on the consequences of it? Maybe they wake more people up to pay attention to it. I don't know. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? That's right. Roads, bridges, schools. It's true. Find out more at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas, advancing the possibilities for every corner of North Dakota. Back with more of the sheriff after this on What's on Your Mind, Talking the Border. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wait for it. There we go. What's on Your Mind is brought to you by Gateway Building Systems. At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage, right? Well, they're the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., so they provide rock solid bins, grain dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. Planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites. Here's the deal. You can just rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Take care of everything. Turnkey. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on the Brock Solid bins, too. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com. Gatewaybuilding.com. More with our chat on the border with the Jackson County, Texas sheriff, former sheriff A.J. Lauterbach. How are the sheriffs doing? I mean, just day in and day out, how are your former colleagues faring in this mess?
They're sick of the policies, the lawlessness. All of this is playing a heavy toll. As every day we have the defense of working the situation from the border by a positive cause. So it is it's extra work on everybody. It's extra paperwork, it's extra prosecution. At that point, it's devastating. It's devastating to a small agency with 15 or less officers that have corridor, that live in the corridor, and have to deal with the wrecks and the additional traffic and the bailouts and the human trafficking that's going on. This is all of this has been accelerated 200% from what it used to be, and certainly the last two years of President Trump's administration, when the border was stable.
And they don't have any additional enforcement they can do, sort of like Border Patrol, right? Their hands are tied.
Yeah, no, they're not federal immigration officers. We have a federal program, and some of the details that are 287G. The policies on there have been relaxed so much for ICE on interior enforcement is way down. But the main goal of this administration was to remove as many policies as they possibly could have anything to do with immigration or to prohibit people from coming into this country. So that's the rules they're playing, and that's what's been implemented into this federal system that we have now. So under this administration, all these changes have been made. They're policy decisions. About law. Congress has set the law, but your policy prohibition on enforcing the law.
Yeah, like remain in Mexico was the policy of the Trump administration, and then the policy of the Biden administration was to lift it, right?
Oh, yeah. But it's even worse than that is the catch and release. They're caught now. If they're caught now, they're simply having to be released again, back into the country. So the whole goal is to get them into the U.S., and that they've been successful in that. Large cities coming across month after month after month. I don't know that anyone even is thinking about what's going to happen a decade from now. How are we going to recover from this in a decade, two decades from now? Where is the vision to see where the housing market is, where the homelessness is liable to go up? Where there's no job creation that can handle this influx of people that's coming in. The school systems, the infrastructure of this country is not set up for an additional 10 million people to come in here at an accelerated rate.
So that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. And how about the criminal element coming across? What worries you most about what's coming across the border?
Well, the criminality is kind of a separate deal, and I'll state it like this: we have never seen the cartel like it is today. The infrastructure of the cartel, their business plan, their business model is tremendous. They're able in one phone call to change a load of humans or drugs, reroute that load. They come in on the travel route. They come in on the travel route into Texas. And those travel routes, this is a 24-hour operation, 365 days a year, with thousands of cartel operatives running an infrastructure criminality business here in this state and on into other states from here. Because we're in the Gulf Cartel region is what affects us. Well, the Gulf Cartel through Houston is supplying the southern half of the United States on a daily basis. So the drugs and humans come in from the Rio Grande Valley, come up to Houston. And Houston is a hub. It's a hub for human trafficking. It's a hub for narcotics.
So as we deal with this, as we deal with the stolen vehicles day to day, as you deal with the local infrastructure, the cell phones, and the business model that they have, it's tremendous. It's far more advanced than it used to be. Once they're using making money in the fist, uncountable money, and it's not budget. So it's a very successful organization that the Biden administration has developed or helped them
Houston.
Develop.
Houston is just a dirty city. Houston is just a nasty town. I've been there a few days. Never liked going there. Just as if.
Well, it's not a lot. A lot of cities. It's 1.5 million people. It's got to sure, but it's certainly a hub for cartel activity.
Now, yeah,
I don't know what it would take to get rid of them. I don't know how we're going to get rid of them.
What you're describing is what worries me about a decade from now, 2 decades from now. Because that I don't think it's too far fetched to say crime rates soar, right?
Oh sure, it's just the fact that they were killed here, they were from a deported alien, illegal alien that came here. So if the American public started tuning in on some of the things that's going on, the mass media is not really going to advertise it much, but you can catch it. You'll catch the illegal alien crime, the car crashes, the DWIs, the thefts, assaults. Those numbers are all going up for the last 2 years. Those are going up because the numbers are going up. It's going on. I mean, these people are beholden to the cartel. They're slaves to the cartel, from the human trafficking portion of this, the jobs that the cartel employs them as. The criminality is immense.
Sheriff, thanks for painting the picture for us. Not a pretty one by any stretch, but it's a reality, and I hope and pray more people pay attention to what's going on. That's for sure.
I can only hope. We're doing what we can to get it stopped, but we need a new administration.
Yeah, we do, and unfortunately that's not tomorrow. That possibility is before the American public. Sheriff A.J. Lauterbach, former Jackson County, Texas Sheriff. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Take care. But everything's fine, right?
Everything's fine.
The border secure?
My testimony that the border is secure.
Okay. We have a secure border.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
Yeah. We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border.
Right.
We have a process in place to manage migrants at the border.
Yeah,
we're
we
working to make sure.
Yeah.
Buy some more.
Save it
today.
Early.
Switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Spring into summer with the University of Mary. For over 60 years, we at Mary have been helping young adults like you reach your leadership potential. Whether you're looking to advance your career or start a new one, we're here to support you with flexible, affordable online degree plans. If you enroll by June 30th with the promo code SUMMER, you'll receive a $500 scholarship towards any eligible program. Learn more at online.umary.edu. That's online.umary.edu.
USA News Update. Democrats are introducing legislation to expand the Supreme Court. A group of U.S. Senate and House Democrats reintroduced the Judiciary Act of 2023. It's a bill that would add 4 seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Constitution generally grants Congress control over the size and structure of the federal courts. However, since the end of the Civil War, the court size has been set at 9 justices. Georgia's Democrat Representative Hank Johnson says the Supreme Court must expand to save democracy and the planet.
And today, a 6-3 far-right supermajority on the United States Supreme Court threatens our rights, our democracy, and our planet.
Still no deal on the nation's debt ceiling. President Biden and Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy edged closer to a deal to avoid a looming U.S. debt default yesterday. Agreeing a default is not going to happen. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Lasagna's on the menu. PetroServe USA today. Cookies are on the menu.
Always.
You buy two Fresh Bay cookies today, you get one free. So not a bad deal. Back to the real lunch here. Lasagna in Harwood, in Valley City, or at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo location of PetroServe USA. The home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. That's right. Swedish Meatballs in Valley City as well. Swedish Meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Or chip beef today, chicken bacon ranch pasta, 12th Avenue and I-29, meatballs in Glendon, chicken enchiladas in Ulan at PetroServe USA, and Taco Burger, 45th and 9th Street Southwest in Fargo. That's what you got for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. All right. I don't know. I can't hear a conversation like that with the sheriff and not just weep openly for our country and wonder why more people aren't outraged about it. I don't think the story is anywhere near as prevalent as it should be as far as, you know, what is commanding the attention of the American public right now.
Well, they're listening to these clowns.
My
again.
Testimony that the border is secure.
We have a secure border in that that is the priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
Yeah. We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border.
We're working
to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane.
The border is closed.
We agree that the border is secure.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our border.
One of our highest priorities is to ensure that we have a secure border. And that is what we are doing.
The border is secure.
Uh-huh.
Border's closed.
Border's closed.
Border's secure.
It's secure and closed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment, great think tank, Minnesota, North Dakota based, and their work getting attention all across the United States. Appreciate our weekly chats with John. John, how do we get more people to pay attention to what's happening at the border? No, John, yet? Daniel? Okay, sounds good.
While we're waiting, you want to hear something fun that...
Is it more fun than what you just played for us?
No, you'll like this.
It's sort of collusion.
Trump-Russian possible collusion.
Trump-Russian metal
collusion.
Trump-Russian possible collusion.
Trump-Russian potentially collusion.
Trump-Russia possible collusion.
Trump-Russian possible collusion.
Trump-Russian bot collusion.
Trump-Russian collusion.
Trump-Russia possible collusion.
Trump-Russian possible collusion.
Russian collusion.
Trump-Russian possible collusion.
Trump-Russian possible collusion.
Trump-Russian collusion.
Lies. Lies.
That's all CNN and MSNBC.
More lies.
Every one of them.
Lie, 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 lie.
It's out there on Graham Allen's Twitter page.
But this goes to my point.
Yep.
That received media attention. The board of the dozen.
Oh, right. You
know. John, my first question for you is, how do we get more people to understand this country's being invaded?
Well, Scott, I think most people do understand it. I saw a poll, I think, just yesterday. Two-thirds of respondents said that they think that what's happening at the southern border is a crisis. And I think people, even though the press tries to suppress it, they lie about it. We all know that. But people aren't that stupid, right? I mean, millions of illegal immigrants are just walking across the border. Now they're being sent, a small number of being sent to places like New York, Washington, and Chicago. And just that tiny number is causing a lot of angst on the part of local officials. I think people know it, Scott. What I want to know is, when are they going to start voting on?
When are they going to start what?
Voting on it. You know,
yeah,
people,
yeah.
I think people last November, they knew that the southern border is a crisis. But instead of casting their votes for people who want to secure the border, they cast their votes for people who want more abortions.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm never going to be able to sort out in my mind that last election. I can't put my arms around it.
Nope.
I guess the best answer we have is that people who don't normally vote but want the right to an abortion came out of the bushes and surprised everybody and are more concerned about, as you say, the ability to get an abortion than they are the invasion that's happening in our country, I guess, right?
Well, I'm more concerned about that than the crime and the cost of living, you name it. I mean, I agree with you, Scott. I think it's very hard to understand what the voters did last November.
Yeah, no kidding. Bring us up to date on the infamous Minnesota legislature. What's the latest there?
Well, Scott, the legislative session is finally winding down. It'll end early next week. And where the conference committee staged, and it's really nefarious what's going on. What's happening is that the Democrats completely control these conference committees of the House and the Senate. And they're using them really to fool the voters. So I can give you a couple of quick examples. There are a couple of major gun control measures that the Democrats want to enact. They passed the House, but they were never voted on in the Senate. The Democrats have only a one-vote Senate majority, and it's a tough vote for a number of their senators. So the Minnesota Senate never voted on these gun control proposals. Instead, what they do is they include them, the ones that pass the House, in the omnibus public safety bill, and then the House and the Senate both approve that. So when they're asked the next time they run for re-election, these senators can say, well, I wouldn't have voted for those gun control measures, but I had to. They were part of the omnibus public safety bill. I had no choice. So they've done this kind of thing in a number of cases. The most infamous one, though, Scott, is making pedophiles a protected class under Minnesota's human rights law. This is unbelievable. So the Minnesota legislature has passed this trans refuge legislation. And as that legislation was drafted, one of the things that it did was to add pedophiles as to the definition of sexual orientation in the Minnesota Civil Rights Act, so that pedophiles would now be a protected class under that act. In the Minnesota House, a representative named Harry Niska called them out on this on the floor and said, this is outrageous. You are making pedophiles a protected civil rights class in Minnesota. And the Democrats at first tried to deny that, but then they realized, no, he's right. And they said, well, that must be an accident. We didn't mean to do that. It must be an accident. So they unanimously passed an amendment stripping out that language that made pedophiles a protected class, right? So now it goes to the conference committee. Well, guess what? In the conference committee, they have put back the language in the trans refuge bill that makes pedophiles a protected category under Minnesota civil rights law. So you can't discriminate against somebody in housing or employment or anything else on the ground that he is a pedophile. So they put that back now in the conference committee, and now both the House and the Senate are voting for this measure that includes that preference given to pedophiles.
Who's the genius that thinks protecting a criminal makes any sense? It's you know, to be a pedophile is criminal activity.
Well, you know, technically the way they define it is adults who have an affectional preference for minors. that's I think how the technical definition. Well, the answer is the Democratic Party. You know, this isn't some rogue action. This is the DFL majority in the House and the DFL majority in the Senate and the DFL governor, Tim Walz.
But, you know, again, a pedophile adult attracted to a minor, that's criminal activity. I mean, if they're having sex with a minor, that's criminal. And therefore, you're telling me if they're a protected class and I own an apartment building, I say, no, you can't be here and be a pedophile. The law in Minnesota says, oh, yes, you can?
Well, once it's signed into law by Tim Walz, as it will be, that's correct. That will be the law. You cannot discriminate against somebody on the ground that he is a pedophile in employment or housing or anything else. You know, Scott, we look at all the grooming of young children that's going on in the public schools, you know, introducing these books that have graphic pictorial depictions of gay sex, introducing them into children's public school libraries across the state of Minnesota, but more broadly across the country. This is happening. And it's not a coincidence. You know, it's not a coincidence. There is a movement afoot to normalize pedophilia. And we're seeing it right now, among other places, in the Minnesota legislature.
Who's the champion of this? Who's the, obviously if it, somebody was smart enough to say, hey, get rid of this on the House floor, and then they bring it back into committee, somebody is, jumping up and down saying we need this. Who is it?
I don't want to, the answer is it's a majority of the DFL party, and I'm not aware of anyone in the DFL party who's actually opposing it. But if you want to identify a particular person, there's a man named Lee Fink, who generally is the most powerful person on these gender issues in the Minnesota legislature. Fink is a man who wears a dress, right? And so he's very big on these gender issues, and I think he's generally considered to be the number one driver. But again, it's not a minority pushing this through, it's the majority.
And you're saying that a dirty little secret is they do it in conference committees, so nobody has to vote for it.
Exactly. This is how they're doing. You know, it's really amazing. So here's an example, Scott, of this is not the way conference committees are supposed to be used. Both the House and the Senate passed tax legislation that exempted baby products, diapers and baby formula from the Minnesota sales tax. Well, that's nice, right? I mean, cost of living has skyrocketed. Cost of having babies has skyrocketed. So both the House and the Senate passed legislation that exempted these baby products from the Minnesota sales tax. Then they get to the conference committee and they took it out. They took it out, even though both the House and the Senate passed it. So now that tax will remain on baby products, but every Democrat in the House and the Senate can say, gosh, I don't know, I voted to exempt baby products from the sales tax. I voted for it.
Well, the good news is these guys are almost done because I don't know how much more damage they could do, right?
Exactly. By statute, the session has to end next Monday or Tuesday. You know, the old saying, Scott, no man's property is safe when the legislature is in session. Nowadays, it's worse than that. No man's liberty is safe when the legislature is in session. I mean, everybody in this state is going to breathe a big sigh of relief when this session finally comes to an end.
Wow. John Hinderacher, Senator of the American Experiment, with us weekly to expose what has been an extraordinary legislative session in Minnesota. One ridiculous decision after another. Common sense is dead. It's gone in the Minnesota legislature, that's for sure. John, thanks for the update.
Great to be with you, Scott. Have a great day.
Find out more about the good work they do, AmericanExperiment.org, AmericanExperimentND.org, as well, the North Dakota version of America, Center of the American Experiment.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover kinder care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you. It's May 17th, Norwegian Independence Day. Set in the Mai, in 1903 from Sweden. To my peeps, I say, fight terror. Stay good looking. To the girls, I say, love your baby, love your Bobby. And to all, I say, Drathasagas of Reason Driva, Manatak.
I have no idea what he said, but he could have just told me off.
Speaking the language.
I like it. Yeah.
Sitting to my day today. Glad he reminded us to give a shout out to all the Norskis out there.
Yep. Constitution Day in the. Well, it's Independence Day, basically, for Norway.
For anybody with Norwegian heritage, I assure you, you'll take no better trip than to Norway. You'll take no better trip. You'll absolutely love Norway. Life-changing travel is what I call it. Been there, twice? I think twice now. Yeah. How about that? What a deal. Kevin in Fergus Falls, question or comment? You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
Oh, just Gavin Scott. Gavin from Fergus. Been listening to the show most of the day again. Anyway, I didn't know the comment. I just like, are you kidding me? They put the pedophile thing back in the bill? So how tight are they, Waltz and those guys, in with the cartels that are selling this stuff and children and everything? And I go, are you kidding me? Yeah, what's there to say? I did text you guys. I said, you sure, so sure that Waltz himself isn't a pedophile? No, that's shameful to say, but I did say it. So that's all I had to comment. It's disgusting.
All right, Kelly, thanks, appreciate guys. The call. It is, what they've done is disgusting. There's no two ways about that. Sorry, we missed your text. We're getting a little behind on these texts here, as a matter of fact. Wait a minute, Joe Biden is speaking. We got to hear this, don't we, Kev? What has Joe got to say?
I'm about to take off in a few minutes. Hear the helicopter out there to Japan. Not the helicopter, but Andrews. Anyway, and to meet with leaders of G7. America.
What? You're only 13 seconds into this address, and you tell me what he said.
I'm about to take off in a few minutes. Hear the helicopter out there to Japan. Not the helicopter, but Andrews. Anyway, and to meet with leaders of G7.
America. That's just commanding.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't get much past the 13 seconds.
Wow. Yeah, well, that's him. That's him off prompter. He's going to helicopter Japan. No, going to Air Force. No, I didn't even say Air Force.
Are you going to meet with President Xi soon, sir? That's my word. Soon enough. We will be meeting with him. You will be meeting or you will be speaking? President Xi soon, sir?
That's my soon enough.
We will be meeting or you will be speaking? We will meet. Didn't quite answer the rest of the question.
Meeting, speaking, doing smoke signals. What's the plan here,
yeah.
Joe?
Frank in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Frank.
Biggest infestation of Norwegians are in Thief River Falls.
Are they Minnesota. Really? Is that right?
It is, yep. It's a fact.
Is that the Norse capital of Minnesota up there?
Pretty much, yes. My great-grandmother came from Norway in 1898. Settled in Iowa and then moved north in 1901. And they said that was before they even beat the Swedes. So they were a socialist country, so they came here for freedom. And they said the way they beat the Swedes is the Swedes would take dynamite and throw over the fence, and the Norwegians would light it and throw it back.
Oh, that's crazy siege, you know.
If we get going on... If we get going on the battle between Norskies and Swedes, we'll be here all day, by golly.
10-4, good buddy.
Yes, and glad you called on the Sit and Demai. We finished strong with some reminders of the Sit and Demai. Hey, disturbing text from a listener. It says, look at this. One day, reports from U.S. Customs and Border Protection of what they seized. 49 pounds of meth from a spare tire. 33 kilos fentanyl pills from a vehicle. Seized the shipment of assault rifles. Two of the 11 weapons were previously reported stolen in the U.S. The majority of the rifles were AK-47 and AR-15 assault rifles.
Huh.
Stolen in the U.S., back to Mexico, smuggled back in. Wow. 411,800 blue fentanyl pills. 1,393,800 fentanyl pills and 5 seizures. Seized a shipment of 306,600 fentanyl pills from one vehicle, 651,000 fentanyl pills from another vehicle, 16,200 fentanyl pills from another vehicle, 7,400 fentanyl pills from a pedestrian courier.
Wow.
And the last one, improvised explosive device bound for U.S. intercepted at the port of entry. The IED was made using an M&M container with electrical tape, blue and red wires exposed at the end of the container.
Something is coming. Something is going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be a coordinated effort, if it's going to be some lunatic, if it's going to be a bunch of them getting together with this fentanyl and putting them into Skittles containers. I don't know what the plan is, but, man, something's coming. There's no market for that much of this crap.
Be very afraid of what the damage this is doing.
Oh, my gosh.
Every one of those... And that's one day.
One pill. One of those pills will kill you.
That's just one day.
Yep. And one of those fentanyl pills will kill you.
In Nogales, Arizona. One checkpoint. The I-19 checkpoint. Staggering. It is unbelievable. All right, friends, we got to rock and roll. Thank you for listening. Charlie Kirk is up next. And then Jimmy Failla right here on the Flag Family Radio Network. So no reason for you to do anything to that dial. Don't touch it. God bless. See you tomorrow.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All season men's slippers. All season women's slippers. There's all season men's moccasin slippers and all season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code Scott. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code Scott to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code Scott to get the deal. Promo code Scott to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.